We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome into Experience Wisconsin. So glad that you have chosen to hang out with us. What a weekend. A little bit of rain here in southeast Wisconsin, and that was good. We need the rain. My lawn has absolutely been begging for it. But I got to tell you, things are looking good, and there is so much to do in our state this weekend. I love this time of year. It's kind of the kickoff to festival season. Pride Fest is underway. Today's actually the last day of Pride Fest taking place here in Milwaukee. West Salem has June Dairy Days. That is today, and it also runs tomorrow. Shawano has their Sun Drop Days. They always have great live music there. How about the Great Wisconsin Cheese Festival? That's in Little Chute, and it also runs the rest of today and tomorrow. We've got some great ideas how to plan out the rest of your summer in our state. Hayward Lakes, Mindy Sammons joins us coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll head to Sheboygan as well. Things to do indoors and outdoors. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. I'm so glad that you decided to spend part of it with us here. This show should be like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. There's so much to do, but we're going to get through a couple really cool places during the next several minutes, 25 minutes or so. Let's head to Hayward Lakes. Mindy Simons is the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always great to be here.
All right, this is going to be fun. For listeners who have never been to Hayward, how would you describe it? What makes it so special?
Well, you know, Hayward sits in the heart of Wisconsin's Northwoods, and we're surrounded by over 200 lakes just right here in Sawyer County alone. The legendary Chippewa Flowage, which covers over 15,000 acres of water, is practically in our backyard, just about a 15-minute drive from downtown Hayward. So we've got a lot of small-town charm, but we've got world-class outdoor adventure. You can basically fish for a trophy muskie in the morning and then browse a local festival by the afternoon. So there are so many things to do, and we are really a genuine four-season destination. But of course, summer's when it all really comes alive. Lakes start to warm up, trails open, and festivals fill the calendar. So we're a close drive, about 2.5 hours from the Twin Cities, about five, 6 hours from Chicago, depending on where you're at. So it's a quick escape that feels really worlds away.
Oh, Mindy, it sure does. All right, so let's get into some of this. Muskie Festival, this is world-renowned. This is a big deal. Tell us about Muskie Festival.
It is. This is kind of our official, unofficial start to summer. This is the festival that's held June 26th through 28th, Main Street in downtown Hayward. It's one of our largest area summer celebrations. Basically celebrating our fishing heritage, our world record muskies, but there's all sorts of fun events, live music, arts and crafts, food booths, a carnival, a run walk. There's street dances, and then everything wraps up on Sunday with a big parade. So there's family-friendly events throughout the whole weekend, kids' games, face painting, all of that stuff. If you want to learn more, you can actually visit muskiefest.com for a full listing of all of the events taking place.
Oh, that's so fun. Mindy Simons is with us. She's the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. The Lumberjack World Championships, this is another thing that's just so huge. Tell us about it.
It is, absolutely. It's held annually at the historic Lumberjack Bowl here in Hayward. It's been running since 1960. This year it will be held July 16th through the 18th. There's over 100 competitors from all around the world. They compete in 21 events for more than $75,000 in prize money. Mm-hmm. So these are events that really are modernized to bring back the history of the logging industry in the Hayward area. So there's log rolling, speed climbing, axe throwing, a chainsaw competition, chopping, boom running, all sorts of fun events. It actually draws almost 12,000 spectators over the 3 days.
Wow.
It's really incredible. There's brand new bleacher seating, great views of the water, food vendors, all sorts of fun stuff. It's really become a phenomenal event in the Hayward area. If you haven't ever been, I absolutely suggest that you attend at least once in your life.
So that same weekend is something really cool that happens. So make a weekend out of this in Hayward. Tell us about the Honor the Earth powwow.
You bet. The Honor the Earth Powwow Homecoming Celebration is hosted by the Lucuderay Band of Lake Superior Ojibwa. It's held the same weekend as Lumberjack Championships, July 17th and 18th. It's a great celebration of culture, music, dance, and Ojibwa tradition. One of the most meaningful events in the area for sure. Gives visitors a deep appreciation for our heritage, the Native American tribe that's been here for years. And there's multiple grand entries. There's a spirit run. There's a bunch of visiting drum groups and so much more. They've got an extensive list on their Facebook page with more information.
I love that. All right, Mindy, give us your best tips for families that want to plan a special trip.
You bet. There are lots of places to stay here, but booking early is essential, mm-hmm. especially lakeside cabins and resorts. They fill up fast, especially around festival weekends. It's never too late to plan around one of the signature events like Muskie Festival or Lumberjack World Championships and just build your trip from there. Rent a pontoon. Go spend a day on the Chippewa Flowage. If you don't want to fish, you can just tool around and view the scenery. No fishing license required. Mm-hmm. And really, probably the best piece of advice I would give people is to stop by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau Visitor Center. Get free trail maps, planning resources, fishing reports, and local tips from our information specialists. They're always ready to help.
That is such good advice. And I'll throw one more in there. Check out the website. It's a great website. HaywardLakes.com. It's that easy. HaywardLakes.com. You can find shopping, dining, lodging, event information. It's all right there. Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau Executive Director Mindy Simons. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
You got it. Hey, up next, let's head to Sheboygan when Experience Wisconsin continues on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope your Wisconsin weekend is going great. My lawn is actually just breathing a sigh of relief, I think. I also plant a lot of annuals and planters on the deck. A lot of them got a little bit of water, too. It's all good. Let's head to Sheboygan. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations. I love Sheboygan. Shelley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get right to this. Outdoor recreation in your part of the state is really, really special when we get to spring and summer. Let's run through some of these. What about non-motorized water stuff like kayaking and paddleboarding? Tell me about what you got going on.
We have some fantastic opportunities. Kayaking has really taken off over the years. And with us being right here on the Sheboygan River, it's a really nice location. There's a new launch site right here where you can rent your kayaks on the 8th Street launch ramp, which is right next to our visitor center here. So our local EO Surf Shop rents out their kayaks. So you can do that right on the river. That takes you up and down, brings you all the way up to Kiwanis Park where the new Tributary Beer Garden is. Mm-hmm. So that's been fantastic. They also, EOS does have a stand down at DeLand Park, so now they are doing stand-up paddleboarding as well as surfboards if the conditions are right, so that's right on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really fun. We have pontoon rentals right on the Sheboygan River. You can rent out a pontoon boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's powerboat rentals.
Wow.
And, yeah, a lot of on the water. People want to be on the water. That's always a great way to experience our location. So the more opportunities to get on the water, whether yourself or renting a charter fishing, anything like that, is just a great way to experience Sheboygan.
Charter fishing's incredible up there. What if you want to do it on your own? Are there tributaries and ways to get on the lake and rivers that people can fish?
There are. So again, that 8th Street launch right next to our visitor center. So 8th and Riverfront Drive is a launch spot as well as down by the marina. So there's two great big launch spots that you can easily get in and out onto the river.
I love the idea of being out on the water. Sheboygan is a great place for that. Shelley Harms is with us, the VP of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. All right, what about on the land? Let's start with Segways. They've also become increasingly popular.
They have. We work with a wonderful company that does Segway rentals again. You know, the visitor center is kind of like the heart and soul of the downtown area and the riverfront. So we have a huge parking lot here. So they set up shop there. You rent him in advance. He does a little training here in our parking lot and then off you go. So their routes bring you down on the lakefront, through the Lottie Cooper shipwreck, down along the beach line. So it's kind of all over the place. But again, another unique way to really experience the waterfront and see the scenic beauty that's all around us.
What about biking? What are the options for getting on your bike in the Sheboygan area?
Biking, there's a lot of new trails. The city is really working hard to making it a much more biking friendly city. So there's a lot more signage, a lot more directions on the streets and around town. So, you know, bring your bike here, jump on any of the trails that are right downtown that connect you to the other extended ones that go throughout the county.
Another cool thing is that trolley route. Can you tell us about the trolley route?
Sure, the trolley route is great. It starts up in mid-June, runs through August, and I mean, it's a great way to really get throughout the city. It's a dollar hop on, hop off all day long. It brings you through our downtown area, down to South Pier, down along the riverfront. It goes out to some of the major tourism attractions. So you're going to Three Sheeps Brewing, you're going to Bookworm Gardens, mm-hmm. you're going to the John Michael Kohler Art Preserve. So it's a great way to really kind of encompass the whole city. And if you just want to ride and kind of get a quick tour, you know, and kind of see, get the lay of the land before you decide what you're wanting to do. Or you can just go out there, jump off at Bookworm Gardens, spend a couple hours there, get back on the trolley, and it brings you right back downtown. So there's pickup locations all throughout the area for the trolley, and it's just a fun way to really get throughout the community.
And speaking of fun, you mentioned this earlier, the new tributary beer garden in Kiwanis Park. Tell us about the beer garden.
It's great. We were so excited to have a beer garden back in Kiwanis. And Tributary has just been phenomenal to work with. They're really, really community-minded, so they're partnering with a lot of different community events out there. They're bringing in Three Sheeps was there last week and partnering with them. They're bringing in entertainment. They're really working very collaboratively with the food truck scene. So Monday nights, there's a lot of food trucks down there. And then they just bring in food trucks on the weekend. It's Kiwanis is really developing. They have pickleball court down mm-hmm. there now. The park itself is always busy with events. The skateboard park is there. There's a kayak launch there. So it's really kind of become a hub, like almost in the middle of the city. So to have that beer garden there is fantastic.
Visit Sheboygan.com is the website. Check that out. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And that trolley route, by the way, is really, really cool. And it runs the next few months, so check out the trolley route. Up next, we check out the travel secretary, Ann Sayers, when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week's topic was something I mentioned at the beginning of this show. It's festival season. It's festy time with your besties. Festies with your besties. We talked about festivals with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Our travel secretary is better than all the rest. She's amazing. She's ready for summer. She's geared up. It's festival season. Ann Sayers is with us. Here we go, the start of summer. What does this mean when it comes to festivals?
We have so many festivals in Wisconsin, and we know that travelers all have kind of their own way they like to travel. So we have a solution for you at travelwisconsin.com. You can actually search and get inspired for your summer travel plans by searching by your travel style. And we actually have one set aside for you Festy fans. So we encourage you to get in there, click on Festy fans, and you'll find all kinds of inspiration to plan your summer. You can find it at travelwisconsin.com/travel styles.
That's awesome. And when you attend a Wisconsin festival, you're in for more than just a weekend getaway.
You really are. You know, music is a huge part of our festival season. And so in the La Crosse region, Country Boom brings a big axe to this laid-back festival. It's built on the idea that country music should feel big, but never complicated. So you can head to West Salem on July 9th through the 11th for a lineup that includes top names in country music, plus some unexpected artists. So check that out. Plus, people are so excited. This summer, the Eau Claire's Festival is back. It returns after taking a hiatus for a couple years here. This festival is the one, it was a brainchild of Eau Claire's very own Justin Vernon of indie music band Bon Iver. You can get your tickets now for the festival. It's July 24th through 25th. It's an eclectic lineup of musicians, bands, and artists.
So, Anne, if I were to tap into your Alexa or your Spotify, what's your go-to music? What do you listen to most often as we talk about music?
Well, I think Spotify would say I'm in the top 1% of Harry Styles fans, so I'm just going to name it.
He's so good.
I'm going to own that. And I'm still a George Michael fan 40 years later.
Me too.
But I love Good. I'm so happy to hear that. But I also love indie music, and I know that the Eau Claire's Festival is just the kind of thing that would, discover new ones and rock to some old favorites.
Fun.
I kind of love it all. Country Boom, too. I'm a country fan.
That's awesome. Such variety.
There's also great food festivals across the state, Anne.
Well, yes. We are really, really good at this. Maybe too good, right? So for a sweet option, you could add the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival to your Festi fan plans this summer. You can join thousands of other strawberry lovers at this annual gathering. It's June 27th through the 28th. You'll hear live tunes. You could shop a trove of local vendors. Of course, taste lots of dishes like strawberry shortcake. If you're looking for a savory option, we got you covered. You could check out the Ellsworth Cheese Curd Festival. It's a family-friendly event. That's coming up June 26th through 27th. They have tasting events, live music, a classic car show, a vendor marketplace, and, of course, goes without saying, a cheese curd eating contest. Festival goers will consume over 6,000 pounds of curds.
Whoa.
It's just mind-blowing, mind-blowing. And it includes the cinnamon sugar dessert curd that was actually invented at the Ellsworth Cheese Curd Festival. It's an absolute must try, so check that out. And then one last recommendation for you is to raise a toast to good times at the Up North Beer Fest. This event invites beer lovers to Eagle River. It's happening on June 13th, and you can sample creative beers from 30 breweries from across the state and even the Midwest.
That is so fun, Anne. The Travel Secretary, Anne Sayers, is with us. How about celebrating culture and heritage at summer festivals? What do you got on tap here?
Yeah, Wisconsin's so welcoming by nature, and we invite visitors to come in and celebrate our cultural heritage and diversity throughout the summer. You can mark your calendar for July 17th through 19th to experience Ojibwe traditions at the Honor the Earth Homecoming Celebration in Powwow. That's in Hayward. The Lacouture Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe invite the public to this annual gathering of music, dancing, crafts, and food. Or you could stick around Milwaukee for a staycation at one of the city's well-known cultural celebrations. There's so many to choose from. In July, you can experience the flavors and culture of the Italian peninsula during Festa Italiana. You could discover some Gemütlichkeit during German Fest. Then in August, transport yourself to the Emerald Isle during Irish Fest and cap off the season at Mexican Fiesta. It is the Midwest's largest Mexican cultural festival. You're going to discover 3 days of countless flavors, nonstop music, and endless activities.
And come hang out with us. Come to one of these festivals and you can be with us in the studio.
Ooh.
Oh, we'd love to do that. Yes.
That would be so fun. We'll have our people, which is basically me and Julia, talk to all your people.
Sounds great.
Travel Secretary Anne Sayers. Anne, thank you so much. Have a great rest of the week.
You too. Take care.
I love those conversations. By the way, it does kind of go on and on and on. Thorpe Dairy Days is going on this weekend. Durand Fun Fest is this weekend. Rice Lake has their Aqua Fest. That actually goes for 2 weekends. It just goes on and on and on. TravelWisconsin.com for great information and ideas of things to do around our state. More information on the show, WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll see you again next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin. Have a great weekend.